hero to his people and to everyone who knows. History books have failed to tell the story of a real man. His name was Crazy Ho. Crazy Ho.
Whee!
Ah, Mr. James Billy.
I thought my bow legs would straighten out on that one, but it didn't.
Should I faint or fall over or have a heart attack?
Got another one in you, Jim?
No, I don't, but I'd like to share an Indian legend with you. How's that? Since
great.
I can't sing too good. This story is about a possum. And the possum, how it became to become a marsupial. One time many years ago, has been many, many years ago, Mama Possum was walking through the woods one day, and she just had her little babies. And she was carrying it on her back. And it was a little uncomfortable. But she had to feed her babies, so she went out into the woods one day, started collecting huckleberries and guavas, whatever was out there that she could collect to feed her children. And also, actually, she was eating to get the food to eat herself so she could nourish the little ones. But since it was so uncomfortable, she decided to place these little possums in the hollow of a tree. So what she did is she put them in a nice hollow tree. It looked like it would be a secure area. So she went about her way, and she wasn't going to go too far off. So she went over there and started collecting huckleberries and some of the fruits. And while she was out there, she heard the strangest sound, and she knew what it was. And it was going, hon up a whaley, tsha-sha, whaley. And that was so... What it was is the bull bats had come in, and the bull bats liked to eat baby possums and mice and all this thing. And she became very terrified. So she really didn't know what to do because she couldn't go in there and challenge the bull bats because they were extremely mean, and they could eat her babies up if she probably provoked them in one way or the other. So she decided to go find some help, and she was going down the road a little bit and pathway in the woods, and she came across an alligator. The alligator was laying there. You know how powerful he is. He's got a lot of teeth in his jaws and a powerful tail. And boy, whop! Knocked the tree down. No sweat. So he says, "What are you crying, possum?" I needed to get some food from nourishment for the children. And I put the babies in the hollow of a tree. And the bull bats just came over here and took them away. And I believe they're going to eat them. And I don't know what to do. He says, "I'll help you." So they went back on the pathway to where the tree was. As they neared the tree, the terrifying song came across and went, "Hon up a whaley, hon up a whaley, just a whaley." About that time, that alligator just went swoosh, right into that water, making a lot of splash, and disappeared into the water. So the possum gave up some little hope, started going down the road again, and lo and behold, there was a bear. You know the bear, how powerful he is. He's got claws. I mean, he can tear that darn dead tree trunks apart, looking for honey, whatever he's looking for. And in the midst of his activity, he looked up and saw the possum walking by, and he said, "Now, how come you're crying, Mama Possum?" So the Mama Possum told him the story. So the same thing happened. The bear said, "Well, I think I can help you. I've got strong claws, and I can rip tree trunks apart with my shoulder muscles and all this. So let me see if I can help you. So lead the way." Started walking down, and holy mackerel, here went again. Hon up a whaley, trailing. About that time, that bear turned around, and you know the bear doesn't have too much of a tail, but you could see that sticking up as he went through the woods. Crash, boom, bang, he was gone. She really started giving up hope, and started walking down the road. Lo and behold, there was a little old box turtle. I'm sure many of you know what it looks like. It's a little round turtle about this big with a little hump on it, and he crawls back into his shell to get away from predators. And this old turtle was walking by and on a lazy day, hot. And she ran across it, and the old turtle looked at him and said, How come you're crying, Mama Possum?" She told him the story and said, "Well, let's see if I can help you. Let me see what you're talking about." So they went on up there. About that time, that strange sound came. Hon up a whaley, hon up a whaley, tush-out, whaley. Shoo! Right back into his shell. Both ends went up. Legs, head, everything went back in. That song kept on going, and the Mama Possum just gave up hope and knew that this turtle really couldn't do anything because he was just a little clumsy-looking turtle. Little by little, the front part of his shell opened up. All you could see his eyes looking from side to side, and there was a dead log laying, a dead stick was laying there, and he picked it up. He told the mom and pa, hold it right here, and I'll be back in just a minute. He ran up to that hole under the tree and how, how, chased all those bull bats away. Knocked a few on the head, and I guess put a couple bruises on them. But the baby possums were all fine. So the mother was overjoyed. She could not believe her eyes that something that unpredictable, that something that you couldn't even believe could do it, did it for her. So the turtle went in there and picked up the baby possum, brought it over to mother, and said, let's see what we can do for you. I happen to be an old medicine man. So how does it feel? He put him on his arms, and she was trying to carry five or six possums in her arms. He said, that's uncomfortable. I've got to use my hands. Well, stick your tail over your back. Let's see how we can do it. And curl over the tail and hung the baby possums up there, and that was uncomfortable. So I've got a wise idea. Let's do this. Stand up straight. So he went over and picked up a lighter wood. I think some of these pine trees you have here, the heart of it, after it dies one day, has a very, very strong heart. I think you call it a lighter wood. He sharpened that thing so sharp. He put a little red mark just below the navel line. He said, close your eyes. I'm going to make some medicine so it don't hurt. So he went, shoop, cut a hole in it, stuck his hand down in there, made a little pouch, put the babies in there. How does that feel? He said, I don't even feel it. That feels comfortable. So that's the way the mark. So the possum got his got his pouch and became a marsupial. And I tell these to my children right now as my daughter's sitting right here. I guess she's rehearing it again. Maybe one day she'll tell it to her children. Thank you.
Mr. James Billy. Yes. When God made man, put him on this land, said treat it with love and care. Only use, do not abuse, it was meant for all to share. Then Mother Nature will take care of your needs, the sun will keep you warm. Respect all living, growing things, and do this world no harm. For the grass still grows, and the river still flows, and the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. We did not give this land to you. It was not ours to give. We welcomed you to these peaceful shores, taught you how to live. We know the land is yours today, but remember Chief Joseph's cry. If you will not give us a place to live, then leave us a place to die. For the grass still grows, and the river still flows, and the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. We only tried to do what was right, but you are the ones who know. But please don't do to the red men or white what you did to the buffalo. 'Cause history has a way, you see, of repaying what is due. Whatever you do to these my friends, another will do to you. And the grass still grows, and the river still flows, and the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. Thank you, and I hope you will treat it kindly, you know. We don't own the land. We are just allowed to live on it. We're going to close out with a little song I wrote a while back. Went over to Waldo to catch a train to Miami, and they said it don't stop in Waldo anymore. So I went home, wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special, Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. They restored service. Well, the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing the baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear her whistle blow. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges, she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles way back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. Zero smokestack ablaze and watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all of them Florida towns to the sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Watch it now. Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Said I'm going down to Florida, gonna get me some sand in my shoes. Ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Marty Schumann. Talk about Jewel Rambler. She's the fastest train on that line. I said, talk about Jewel Rambler. She's the fastest train on that line. She's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down the seaboard line. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Lordy, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. One more time, Marty. Was that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back? Well, now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And that Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. No, that Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Ah, yes, thank you very much. On behalf of Chief Jim Billy, thank you. Marty Schumann, Jim DeMass, I'm Don Grooms. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. And without more ado, one of our favorite couples from Ova, St. Petersburg Way, Jolene and Bob Patterson.
Check 1, 2, 2. Yeah, this one just a little hotter, thank you.
I guess so. How you doing, folks?
Hi, Cousin Bella.
You having a good time?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to open up with a tune that, well, it's about one of Grandma's prized possessions. And when I was a little bitty boy, just a ball for the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month and or so. We have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took the whole ball to cloth for the tick.
It held 8 kids,
4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, after supper, we'd sit around the fire. The old folks would spit and chew. My pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. Well, through the evening, we'd watch a fire, and the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing you know, I'd wake up in the morning of that great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole ball of the cloth for the tip.
It held 8 kids,
4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love my granny and my granddad too. I went fishing with my uncle, wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ooh.
But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it might be said I'd trade it all for the gal down the road.
The gal down the road?
Better reconsider about that gal down the road. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took the whole ball to cloth for the tick.
It held 8 kids,
4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Thank you all very much. Julie and I make our home down in St. Augustine. And just outside of St. Augustine, there's a little island called Conk Island, which is now a peninsula. A hurricane rearranged things out there. It's a place where I like to spend a lot of time writing songs. This is one of them, called The Old House by the Sea. One of the first songs that I wrote here in the state of Florida. And one I'd like to dedicate to my good friend Will McLean, who's written some other songs about Conk Island. His life on a fish boat. Mama's gone where she walks no more. Now that they're gone, I'm left here all alone in the old house by the sea. The morning breezes come to wake me, to tell me of the golden sun. Before I'm out of bed, she says she's my only friend. The old house by the sea. The tide retreats just to feed me. The waves invite me to play. The seagull sings a song about all that's going wrong in the old house by the sea. just outside of the old times. There's a path that leads far away, but I cannot leave. There's too much here for me in the old times by the sea. Drag my body to the sea. With the changing tide, I'll bid goodbye to the old towns by the sea. Thank you all very much. Jolene's a little self-conscious at her. She plays electric bass, and so she's told me she didn't know what to do with her hands. This is a real old tune we'd like to do for you right now. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Back when air was clean, sex was dirty. Gasoline was 99 a gallon. Well, if the river were whiskey and I was a duck, I'd swim to the bottom and I'd never come up. Oh, baby, how long?
Oh, baby, how long?
Do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? Well, ain't no doctor and no doctor's son, but I can do the doctor till the doctor comes. Oh, baby, how long?
Oh, baby, how long?
Do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? Well, I was born in Georgia, raised in Tennessee. If you don't like my peaches, don't shake my tree. Oh, baby, how long?
Oh, baby, how long?
Do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate?
I'll play a power ball.
It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Show me a woman a poor boy can trust.
Now wait.
Oh, baby, how long?
Oh, baby, how long?
Do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? Well, if the river were whiskey and I was a duck, I'd swim to the bottom and I'd never come up. Oh, baby, how long?
Oh, 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 baby.
Do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? And that's all.
Thank you.
We'd like to do a real old folk song for you right now. A song written about a lighthouse.
Don't know where I've been. I live my life on the rollicking sea, I guess since time began.
My castle is a lighthouse, my kingdom is a sea. I live all alone in the middle of the night. No one cares for me. I recall the Flying Dutchman, the Mayflower and the Maine. Long about 500 years ago, I saw three ships from Spain. I recall the great Titanic, my light she could not see. Long about dawn I heard the strains, nearer, my God, to thee. joy. We lived, we loved in the middle of the night when I was just a boy.
But the pounding surf and the trade winds were jealous as could be. Long about 9 million years ago, they stole my love from me. I will never forget her, my angel from above. So if you see my light in the middle of the night, I'm searching for my love. I'm searching. Searching for my love. Searching for my love.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. There's lots of really great performers waiting to come on. We're going to do one more song and make way because we're already running a little late. Enjoy the rest of the festival. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the oldest song we know, right?
Little Isle of Green. I'm known from the levee down to Serbu, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the crazy women, your bacon is the best. But when the man is tired, he can lay down to rest. He can beg for his dinner, for there's nothing else to do, while he cuts around the corner with his old rigadoo. Slept in a barn way down in Clarabon. The winds neck come on, and we slept into the dawn. With holes in the roof and the rain coming through, and the cats and the rats, they were playing peekaboo. Who should awaken but the woman of their house, with her white spotted apron and her calico blouse? She began to frighten, I said, boo, don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Doo. Flaxy-haired girl, I'd say. Good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do? With your rags and your tags and your old rigadoo. Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, and a nice little lady I'll fetch by and by. Buy a pair of hose and color them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I'll make her do. Over the fields with a pack on the back, over the fields with my great heavy sack, with hose in my shoes and my toes are peeking through, singing skin-a-rick-a-doodle when it's old Johnny Doo. Must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night. The fire's all wrecked and out go the lights. Now you heard the story of my old rigadoo. It's goodbye and God be with you, said old Johnny Doo.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
God be with you too.
And now I'm going to let Doris Dyer take the mic just for a minute or two. Doris?
I'd like to have you welcome back to our stage Mrs. Jaya Radhakrishnan. She sang for you this afternoon, and she's back this evening to sing for you again some songs from South India, her homeland. She now lives in Dade City, and this is her first visit to the Florida Folk Festival, but we certainly hope that it's not going to be her last. Mrs. Radhakrishnan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the songs I'm going to sing tonight is very popular folk songs from India. The first two songs explains the joy of a musician.
Chinnanjiru kiliye kannamma chelva kalanjiyame. Chinnanjiru kiliye kannamma chelva kalanjiyame.
என்னை கலித்தீதே உலகில் என்னை கலித்தீதே உலகில் ஏற்றம் புரிய வந்தாய் சின்னஞ்சிறு கிளியே கண்ணமா சின்னஞ்சிறு கிளியே பிள்ளை கனியமுதே கண்ணம்மா பேசும் பச்சித்திரமே பிள்ளை கனியமுதே கண்ணம்மா பேசும் பச்சித்திரமே அள்ளி அணைத்திடவே என் முன்னே அள்ளி அணைத்திடவே என் முன்னே ஆடி வரும் தேனே சின்னஞ்சிறு கிளியே கண்ணமா சின்னஞ்சிறு கிளியே ஓடி வருகையிலே கண்ணமா உள்ளம் குளிருதடி ஓடி வருகையிலே கண்ணமா உள்ளம் குளிருதடி ஆடி திரித கண்டால் உன்னை போய் ஆவி தழுவுதடி கண்டால் உன்னை போய் ஆவி தழுவிதடி உச்சி தன்னை முகந்தால் கர்வம் ஆகி வளருதடி உச்சி தன்னை முகந்தால்